Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hey, this is Pastor Ryan Lundy for Young Adults. This devotional is titled Kingdom Convergence. Just as the Christian movement was getting launched, a heretical spinoff arose threatening to overshadow the good news of the gospel, Gnosticism. Gnosticism taught that the body and anything physical was inherently sinful, whereas the spirit was inherently good. In this perspective, Jesus came down to the world to save us from the physical world and to transfer us to a purely spiritual one. While there was scriptural precedent for this heresy, such as Romans 8:3, which says, "For what the law was powerless to do because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering." But Gnosticism missed the bigger redemptive purpose God had in creating mankind and the world itself. God didn't provide his Son to rescue us from our bodies or the physical realm. Rather, he came down to provide the resurrection power of his Son in order to rescue us, our bodies, and the entire world from the power of death. This good news is glimpsed in this chapter by how Nehemiah addresses the situation facing Israel. He doesn't offer a purely spiritual solution to the brokenness, at least not at first. Faced with the grim reality that Israelites are selling their daughters into slavery, as it says in Nehemiah 5:5, Nehemiah attacks the social, economic, and political causes first by accusing the nobles and officials in verse 7 and bringing together a large meeting to deal with them. He demands that they give back to the people immediately their fields, vineyards, olive groves, and houses, and also the interest they are charging them, in verse 11. It's only after they agree with his demands that he calls the priests into the assembly and introduces an overtly religious element into the solution, in verse 12. In light of all of this, Nehemiah governs his people out of reverence for God, as it says in verse 15, and devotes himself to the work that is needed by his followers in every dimension of human life, not just spiritual. Christ came to make all things new, it says in Revelation 21, verse 5. Christians have a tendency to focus on the spirit to the detriment of the body, but both are incorporated in Christ's new kingdom. May we, as Christ's followers, be conduits of that kingdom today in our community, addressing the spiritual evil all around us and rooting it out of every economic, political, and social facet of human existence. Thanks so much for tuning in. Have a great week.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.